Okay, so this is like a morally challenging topic. We'll see. I'm sure if you read this parsha, well, there are a lot of great topics in the parsha, but one of the morally challenging topics is what happens when Avram goes down to Egypt. Okay, all right. So the pasuk says, "Vayira av baret." So it was a famine in the land. Vayirad Avram mitzrayma, and Avram went down to Egypt, lagor sham, to live there, ki chaved hara av baret, because the famine was very severe in the land. And it was when he comes close to Egypt. What does he say to his wife? Behold, I know now. I know that you're beautiful now. Okay, so that's an interesting question. Like, you know, what happened now all of a sudden? Okay, so we're gonna be able to talk about that a bit. You know, and it will be. When, a little more intimate here, that's all I have now. So it will be when the Egyptians will see you, and they will say, right, this is the wife, and they will kill me, and they will keep you alive. Imina Chosiat, please say that you're my sister. Lamani Tavli Babarech, so it'll be good for me because of you. V'chosid Afshib Galeach, and I will live because of you. So this doesn't look good from the surface, right?
It always showed me crazy.
Good. So we're going to try to, I don't know if I'll still drive you crazy, but we're going to delve into this crazy topic. In other words, Avram, right, seemingly, if Avram says that he's the wife, that she's his wife, then they will kill him, right, and keep her alive. So rather say, we're sisters. I'd say you're my sister, and then it'll be great for me. And presumably, what will they do? What will they do to Sarah?
Have their way with her.
Right. So I mean, it doesn't look great for Avram on the surface, right?
No. He has argued, I guess.
What do you want to say?
Well, if he's basically hypothesizing, they said they were married. They would kill him and then have their way with him.
Right.
That's so true. For her, she nets out with the same.
So now, right, okay, fair, right.
That's true.
So no, that's a good point. Now they're good. So we're already trying to get some solutions. So maybe it's like, forget about her regard. Oh, we have to make another. So I think there's another chair here. So we're trying to. So we're trying to understand how Avram is sacrificing his wife by saying she's his sister, and Eric, you want to say that forget about it. Like Sarah's gone anyway. And so at least just help me out. Okay, not as bad. Of course, it kind of raises the question, did Avram know about this when he went down to Egypt or not? And why does he go? What, it says that when he gets to Egypt, he says to his wife, okay, this is going to get bad. Like, does he have this plan all along? Does he not? You know, in other words, if we want Avram to be looked at in the best possible light, we would say that something happened and he was surprised and he saw there's no way that Sarah's going to get out of this without them having their way with her. And therefore, at the very least, Avram will save himself.
Well, he mentions Hinei Noyadati.
Right.
So maybe he didn't even think about it.
Right. He didn't think about it. Right. Okay, right. So right now he sees something's going on now. Okay. And then what happens? I just read a little bit what happens. Vahi kavo Avram mitzrayma. It was when Avram came to Egypt. Vayiru mitzrayma soisha, and the Egyptians saw the woman ki yafa himol. She's very beautiful. Vayiru sosrei paro, and the officers of Paro saw her. Vayalu osa el Paro, and they praised her to Paro. Vatukach. Sorry, they don't have my reading glasses. Vatukach aisha beis Paro, and the woman was taken to the house of Paro. Ulavram heitiv bavura, and it was great for Avram. he's got it good. Vahilo tzoru vakar vachamriv vavadim ushvachol vasosu valim. Right, it kind of when Avram's telling Sarah, he's concerned that he's going to be killed if they don't say that they're brother and sister. So he says, say that you're my sister. And not only that, but it'll be good for me also. Not only will I live, but I'll be good. And like he gets all these.
He's got dowry. I mean,
he's giving him, I don't know. They're giving him a lot of stuff.
You're paying him for her.
And then, paros. Okay, now they smite. God smites Paro. They're going to Gedolim. Great plagues. Ves besod his house. Al devar Sarai Shisarai. Because of Sarai, the wife of Avram. They call Paro Avram. Paro called Avram. Vior Mazel. Sisali. Why'd you use to me? Lama lo gata li. Kishtachi. Why didn't tell me she's my wife? Lama Marta Chosi. Why'd you say she's my sister? Vekacho Sali li Shad. I took her as my wife, as a woman. Vata hinesh kol kachlecha. Now take the woman.
How did Paro figure this out?
Right. So apparently he was plagued with Negaim Gedolim at his house.
But still, why Ishtecha? What does that have to do with?
Right. So it must be that he found out that he wasn't, probably the plague had to do with him not being able to be intimate with her. And then maybe, right, did Avram fess up? Did he know it? It's not 100% clear, right? Did Avram fess up? Did he intuit that probably God would only do this to him if they were actually married? These are good questions. But somehow he says, and then he says that now this is your wife, take her, and then he sends her off. Okay. So we're going to have three different approaches to the Mefarshim. Okay? Three different approaches of classical Mefarshim. We got the Ramban, the Radak, and the Ran. Okay? Three different approaches. The Ramban is the most critical of Avraham Avinu. So I can't be critical of Avraham Avinu. Ramban can. You know what I'm saying? You know, Ramban can. Ramban is very harsh about Avram. He's more harsh about something, there are a lot of pinnacle things that Avram did that may have done wrong. What else may have Avram done wrong? In the very first pasuk. Do you think he did something wrong in the first pasuk or not? What arguably did he do in the
first? Ramban says, like, right, he should have had faith in Hashem, shouldn't have gone down in terms of.
Right. So that's an interesting question. In other words. Right, so that's like an interesting question, which is
right. Where's your like? Where's your shadlis, right?
How do you balance right? How do you balance faith in ishtadlus? Right. That's so the Ramban happens to be more of a mystic, and the Ramban like in general takes the view that if you're worthy enough, then God will take care of you. This is like Ramban very consistently. He will say also like in Parsh B'chukosa, when he talks about, I think it's Parsh B'chukosa, he has his whole piece where like, with Bnei Yisrael on the highest level, they're like, will the Messianic era be like supernatural or regularly natural or just natural? And he's like of the view that do we need doctors if we're on such a high level, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. So Ramban is lower on the Hishtadlus, more on the Bitachot, right? So Ramban says, Hine Avram Yarad Lemitzrayim, Mipnei Arav, Lagor Shem Liachios, Nafshel Bimei HaBatzor, right? So Avram goes down to, because of the famine, to live there in the time of the famine. V'amitzriyim Ashku Oso Chidam, L'chachzat Yishto, and the Egyptians, they oppressed him for nothing to take his wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nakam Nikmasam Begun Gvalim, and God took revenge on avenged with great plagues. And he took him out of there with cattle, silver, and gold. And he also sent, Paro also sent them people to send them out. And he hints here. Now what the Ramban does, by the way, he's got some evidence that maybe because of what Avram did, the kids are going to be punished Mida Kenegamida. So what's some of the evidence like? And there's, how did the same pattern follow itself? So how did the Bnei Yisrael go down to Egypt to become slaves? How did it start off? With a famine, right? And the Mitzriim, Yerulahem, Vayichu Behem Nashim, Kashamar V'chav Bastachayum, and the Egyptians, what did they want to do? They wanted to kill the men and keep all the girls, Chol Bastachayum, maybe a little bit of stretch, okay. V'akadosh Baruch Hu, Yinkom, Nikmasam, Yigom Gedolim, Atshiyon Tzim, Bekatzik V'zav, U'bakar, Miknei Kavein Mod. And that's exactly what happened, right? The Egyptians gave the Bnei Yisrael wealth, and they told him to get lost. Exactly what Paro did. So it's like a little bit myself, a similar bottom. Lo nipol davar mikol mora ha'av, shlo yeh bebanim. So the Ramban also is a big proponent, and you see a lot of his commentaries in Sefer Bereishis is what's called ma'aseh avos, siman labanim. Right? What happens to the parents, happens to the kids. Okay? Just remember that, Rafi. Whatever to your father is going to happen to you. Okay, so myself a similar body, things that happened to Avram happened to Yitzhak. So this is another example of this. Right, so Rabbah, and he explains this. He cites the name of Avishai. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lavram Tzei v'Chavosh et Saderech lifnei banecha. Go and conquer the land before your children. V'Tamot say Komash Kasu ba'Avram Kasu banecha. Whatever happened to Avram happened to his kids. Ba'Avram Kasu v'Hira Bar. Ba'Avram said there was a famine. B'Yisrael Kasiv because Hashnayim Harab Bekar Haaretz. There's also a famine also by Yaakov Avinu. Now, Veda. This is where the Ramban gets critical. Ki Avram Avinu chata chet gadol bishgaga. He committed a grave sin unintentionally. Shevi ishto. Like, it's interesting. Like, the Ramban, Avram doesn't have, like, he doesn't understand, like, theological principles yet. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, what should I do? When should I use ishtadlus? When should I use bitachon? Like, when's it appropriate? When's it not appropriate? Remember, he intuits everything. So
Ramban also has the luxury of seeing everything that happened.
Right. So the Ramban knows that something bad happened to Avram here, so it has to be because of his sin. Like, otherwise, he sees such a... bad wouldn't happen unless he sins. Therefore, he must have sinned. Like, the question, like, how do you analyze that? Like, you don't have to say that, but that's what he's saying, and you're right. He's seeing this after the fact. And he's saying that... Maybe he's saying, if Hashem says, Lech lecha l'aretz asher ra'acha, so stay there. But he says, chet gadol, number one is, shevi ishto tzedekes b'michshol avo mipachdu pen yargu. So number one, he basically put a stumbling block in front of his wife because he was afraid that maybe they would kill him. Vayelo talk by Hashem, sheyatza also v'es ishto, it's called shalom. He should have faith that God would save him and everything happened to him. Remember Avram was the one who like said, I'm going to go into a fiery furnace. And he was safe from that. So he couldn't tell the truth about his wife. Maybe miracles don't happen too often. So I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, you know, he says that Ki Yesh Bel Kim Koch Lazor Latzil, God has the power to save and to help out. Because if he would say, she's my sister, then they would take her. So tell the truth. Say, she's my wife. And Hashem will take care of you, just like Hashem took care of you, maybe by Ur Kasdim. God, and then he says also, Gam Yitziyasa Binaretz, also when he left the land, She Nitztava La Batchila, he was commanded initially, Bibnei Arab, because of the famine, Avon, Asher Chata, was also sin, Kibel, Kielokim, Barav, Yifted Mimaretz, God will redeem him from death in a famine. Vamaisi Azeh, Nigzar Azaro, Hagolos, Be'eretz, Yitzhan, Be'at Paro. Because of this deed, it was decreed upon his children, the exile in Egypt, the hands of Paro. And he goes on to say, when Avram says, "Hinei yodati," I mean, say that you're my sister. Lo yodati, I don't understand. Why was he afraid now more than other time? Why is it hinei no yodati? Like, what does that mean? V'itachein. So why was Avram afraid right now? V'itachein, and it seems, ki lo hayolahem pachad rak bavon beir Moshe hamlachi. He was only concerned where the kings are. Ki yadarkom lavi lemelach haisha yefa meod v'larugas bala. Balila she yasimu alav. So the Rambam wants to say that he always knew she was pretty, but now I guess he had to go into a place where the king was, and that he was concerned. The king always wants to take the prettiest girls, and then it was concerning.
Well, the hero Hamitzrim. He didn't say Hamalach.
Right. Right. So it does say you're right. Well, with the Egyptians, we'll see you. And they're going to, right? And they will kill me because maybe he's taking what happens afterwards, right? That the people then, what happened, Vayahalu saw El Paro, so they didn't want to take it, they gave it to Paro. So probably he's reading into that. If they're going to see that, they're going to kill me, but what are they going to do with it? Maybe go take her to Paro because it says that Paro is the one who takes her.
So, sorry, Paro.
Right, so maybe he's going on that. Maybe it's a good point, but maybe he's going on that. And then he says, right, interesting. He said this all the time. This wasn't the first time. Because you have that. There's another question that you can ask. Also, is this the last time that Avram said Achosihi? She's my sister. In
celebration. Same thing with the Plishtim.
He didn't say the Plishtim. Like, you kind of wonder if it happened with them. Why is he doing it again? So Ramban is like
Yitzchak did the same thing.
You say right. So it seems, that
common prayer.
Right. So it seems that he did it many places where they were going. And he says Vinei Zaraz. Skip a line. Vinei Zirez Osa Ataka Shetiva Lo Metchila. He encouraged her like he did initially. Vitzchak Lo Pachad Bar Tov Yiro Rakvo El Shplishtim Only Yitzchak was afraid of the plishtim. Vamar lamani tiel. Okay, so that's one thing. So he was always saying, "She's my sister, she's my sister." And again, he hoped that maybe they wouldn't do anything, but let's see. Vamar lamani tiel li bavorech v'chasdim v'bigalech. Kikol yume hayosenu garim baaretz hazot ad avoharav. As long as we're in this land, then Avram ibnei Amarav ba lagur baaretz. He came to this land because of the famine. V'babor rav. And like he said, because of the famine, hopefully he's going to return back to the land. You know, maybe he believes that he'll return after the famine. And then maybe he thought at some point he would escape. But he wants to say, okay. So what he's saying is, it doesn't mean that when he's saying and they're going to do good to me, you know, they're going to do good to me. Means they're just going to keep me alive. But and he goes on. What's the word na? So na can mean please or can be now. And he says he knows yadati ain milas na moral davar sheischadish beis ahibovad. It's not just now, but I'll call davar hovev amen yom okay. He's always going to say it. He's saying now, right now, because I know from now and from then until now, I always knew that you were pretty, and he wants to say. Meanwhile, Sarah didn't want to say it, but the Egyptians were wicked, and when they came and they praised her to Paro to take her, they didn't ask her if she was the wife or the sister. She was quiet. She didn't want to say anything. So Ramban is critical of Avram. Ramban, maybe like what Eric is saying, maybe he's trying to save himself. Maybe I don't know. Maybe they were going to kill him. And then you think about it, right? If he's alive, then maybe they wouldn't act as poorly. Maybe if he's dead, they could do whatever they want with her. I don't know. But Ramban says that Avram had a lack of faith. Whatever his plan was, Ramban will say that it was a sin. He always knew she was pretty. He thought Avram and Sarah would benefit, would you know, they'd live. And Paro took Sarah without first asking her marital status. So that's why, by the way, he was responsible. And then Ramban said another place I don't have it, he was responsible for actions. But bottom line is, the Ramban says there's a lack of faith in Hashem, both with Sarah and even going down to Egypt. And the slavery in Egypt was a direct outcome of the story. And there are many parallels in the two stories. I want to share with you two other approaches, the Radak and the Rad. The Radak says, "Vahi Rabartz, ze achad min anisiono shenisa hakel es Avraham Avinu." It's one of the tests. Vamar bechulam. Remember, there were 10 tests. So, if this is a test, and do we say that Avram passed the test? So it would seem.
According to
the Ramban, maybe no. Right. So, that's why he's bothered. The Radak is saying it seems that Avram passed all the tests. So again, there's a debate as to what the tests are, but. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I have to read what does Ramban hold the 10 tests are, but this seems to be one of the tests. They go down to Egypt. So, I mean, you could say the test was, would he still believe in God, you know, even though he made it, you could still pass part of the test. Like, you can still, think about it. Hashem tells you, go to this land, it's the best land in the world, and you get there, what happens? Famine, you got to leave. Do you still have faith in God? So Ramban can still say he passed the test. But Radak is saying this is one of the tests. V'lohir achar kodesh baruch hu lomar etmol amar li v'nivachu v'chol mitzvot adabah yesterday, saying we're going to be blessed by all the famines of the land. V'hayom, now there's a famine. Rav ba'aretz sheni shochein ba'at shetzerch latzitz men l'makom achar, and I have to leave to a different place. Ela kol hayom akal ba'ava. Everything he accepted from love. So this was, he passed the test according to the Radak, so he did nothing wrong. Mitzrayimah. Ki baro b'Mitzrayim sovea. Egypt is always food. Even there's famine in other lands. Why? Lefi she'ena shote mime matam mime nahar. Right, because there is
flooding in the Nile.
The Nile, right? So they get water from the Nile. Okay, so that's why you said right. So Avram cannot handle the famine. Ki skipping a line. Ki hayom miknehu rav. Get a lot of cattle. V'loyom motzi mira. They couldn't find. They couldn't find the grass to graze in. Voki nefoshos beisoy, right? There were a lot of people. And he was just lagorsham, lo ishtakeh, just to live there for a little bit. So Radak thinks that he was okay. He planned to go there temporarily. Now, was he aware of the danger? Was he unaware? That's another question. Was he aware of the danger or was he unaware of the danger? Right? That's an open question. So what does Radak say? Vahaya kirosach ha-mitzriyim. B'nei Mitzrayim em yafim kol b'nei Eretz Yisrael. So the people of Eretz Canaan, much prettier than the people of Egypt. Avahem ki'urim ki'hem dromim v'hem shtufim b'zima. I don't know, they're disgusting, the people of Egypt, and they're full of immorality. V'ficha kishahaya karov le'mitzrayim. And therefore, when he gets to Egypt, Vaya bigvula, and he reaches the border. V'rad Hashim kiurim, hayyarei kishiro ishto shehi yafat Torah shehi yachmedu osa. So, according to the Radak, this wasn't planned. He was unaware. He's going down to Egypt, and all of a sudden he sees, wow, these people are all really ugly. Sarah, okay, we got a problem. Kima yodea zevit chila lohalach mitzrayim ela haya. So Radak says that, like, had he known, like, he thought he'd go down, he'd mingle among the crowd, and nothing would happen. He wouldn't know that they would
turn around.
Right. So apparently, I guess they traveled a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Maybe he saw how they were looking at her. Right, and they went, and velo yereshi and suosam imena v'yishkavu imo kim yasu ze pamachas lo yasu pamim rabo shishkavu oseleinav. So he says the following, and he wasn't afraid that they would, I guess, treat her like a harlot, to have their way with her constantly, because that would be too much. Zeyeh chamas rav, chamas tamidi lo yisban she'olam. That would be too much. Said, if he's alive, then they won't just simply have their way with her. Maybe they do it once. Again, I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying he's like thinking about it. If they won't just have their way with her, do, you know, be intimate with her, force themselves on her whenever she wants, because that's not appropriate when you know her brother's there, if thought it was a brother. But to kill him, that's a one time thing. V'achach tiyah muvkeras lehem b'li chamas. In other words,
why not just kill the brother so that he's not there?
Right, because that's not done, I guess. Like, you don't kill the brother. I hear what you're saying.
They had some kut.
There were certain rules. Like, okay, you kill the husband because we want to be with her. Like, they couldn't, I think they felt that they probably could, you know, sleep with her. If there was a brother, like she was still like okay to them, she was like still acceptable to them.
Not a threat,
right? Because he's only the brother, so like he's okay with it. But common courtesy is they won't do it more than once. That's all you have to say. But if it's the husband, then the only way they can even be with her once would be to kill her. Yeah. I think that's the argument. Okay, that's the argument. I hear what you're saying. That's the argument. And he says, Kilo yela bal umizeh pachad Avram. So Avram was afraid that basically, if he says I'm a brother, they're not just going to kill him if it's a brother. That's like, that's not moral to do. But the husband, their passion would overcome them, and it would justify killing him to be with her. Okay? Velo samach al haftachas al kelshiv. Because he didn't have faith in God that he promised him. Ki amar, shem yigur machet. And now that even though miracles happened to Avram, he's not going to rely on them. He's going to try to get out of it. Not rely on miracles. And also Yaakov was afraid at times when God promised him. And also every tzaddik shouldn't rely on a danger, on an ace, right? And he should guard himself. You should try to do anything to protect yourself. And that's what he says. You know, you can't be so mechal on ace, etc., etc. If you skip down to Yud Gimel, in the Radak, because of your words that you're going to say, and the good will be that they won't kill him. Doesn't mean that Avram's like, okay, say that you're my sister, so I'll get all this wealth. That wasn't Avram's plan. When he says they'll be good for me, that they'll keep me alive. Even though it said they did good to Avram because of her, he didn't intend that. It can't be that he's like, oh, Avram Avinu is going to, you know, honor himself with her shame. Her shame will be his shame. This would not be, he wouldn't want this, right? This must be God's plan, whatever. Okay, and then said that, and why he accepted? Because he was afraid if he would do something, right? So he was afraid if he wouldn't accept it, then there would be a problem. And anyway, that night, what happens that night? So by the way, to your point, Neil, the Radak quotes a Tanchuma, who said that the angel who afflicted Paro said that it was because of Dvar Sarai Eishes Avram. Okay? But Derech HaPshat, he says, simple understanding, is the Paro Pishpesh Bedato. Lo mi lo yohan negoyim. Why all these plagues happen? V'chashav. And he thought maybe that she's his wife. And then he asked Sarai, tell me the truth. And she said, because I'm his wife. So we have these two. That's what either was told by an angel or he asked Avram. Right, she admitted it. Right. So again, so Ramban says Avram totally sinned. Again, unintentional. And but the Radak says that Avram was unaware of what was going on. Had he known that they would go after her, he wouldn't have gone down to Egypt. He would have relied and he would have tried to stay in Eretz Canaan. And I guess it was too difficult. It's a big journey to Egypt. And he probably thought that he could go back. But so that's what he wants to say. Now, the Ran actually says, I got a good... He has a different explanation. I think the most... putting Avram in the best possible light, I think, is the Ran. Okay, and he says that Ramban said he committed a really bad sin, that he unintentional, that he caused his wife to stumbling block of a sin. If you can say that because of that Avram, that he sinned, that he was punished in the Brisbane Bsarim, why did he do it again? Why did he stay with Plishtim? She's my wife. And the same thing that Yitzchak also. So he says, if you commit a sin, right? Why would you do the same sin if you were punished already? And if you say that Aaron didn't know the reason of the Galus, he didn't know, right? So he says,
well, it worked.
It worked, yeah. So. And so in any case, he wants to say what he says here in the end. He says, Yadua Shigam. He said, and it's known also, Shigam, six lines down, after the last three dots, in the middle of the way down, he says, Yadua Shigam Kali Olam Yivchar Lamus Bara Bartza Mishaluch Mishayolichu Ishto El Eretz Acheres Lisgal Begale Hazima Avki Godon Nefesh Avram. Anyone knows, like Avram, there's no way that Avram, had he known what would happen, there's no way that he would have gone down to Egypt. He'd rather die in famine rather than have his wife suffer like this. So he says, this is what he says. Nitzarif she'ein, mitzurav she'ein tzafek, ki im ratza Avram lechol pito levado im ishto, lohu tzrach leres mitzrayim, ki lo nishar kol eretz kanan shomimah. Can't be the whole Eretz Canaan was desolate. He could have just had him enough food for him and his wife. Avram, he had so much in his house. He wanted to have an open house, an open tent. So he wanted to go down and have plenty so he can do more kiruv. And, people should eat his bread. So he wants to say the following. This is what Avram's plan. When she would say that she's a sister, yikavu, she eskim Avram ki yirbu elav mohar matan letita aleim leisha v'lam yargu. What would they say? They would say, "Okay, she's your sister. How much? What's the dowry?" And what would, like, if this would happen? So if they would want her, you know what he'd say? Well, I'm the prince. I'm the prince of God. You know how much you're offering, and he would negotiate. V'lazeh chashab. He thought that they wouldn't take her suddenly. But they were having negotiations. Five camels, right? How many donkeys? Whatever. They go back and forth and they negotiate. So he thought there wasn't such a big risk. And worst case scenario, they want her. They'll say your sister, and we'll negotiate. And if not, he's going to return to his land. As they negotiate, this is my price. If you don't want it, I'm going to return to my land. V'hine, yeah, ha'inyan got Cain b'lisafek, yim echa minasar yivchamayna. And same thing would be if one of the officers would choose her. He'd negotiate, but they wouldn't offer enough, and then he would leave. That's fine. That's what he thought would happen. Mm-hmm. However, v'avram lo yaroi she'achshov she'amelch yichen elisha. He was unaware that the king would take her as a wife. Mm-hmm. So it was a mistake. But he wasn't aware that the king would take her. Now there's a story of Avram and Sarai's descent. So this is an interesting question. Now, did he sin? Was it unaware? Or did he have a plan? The plan didn't work. Right? I mean, it worked at the end of it because Hashem was behind him. It didn't work.
You didn't know that they were that ugly, I guess.
I guess. But the story of Avram and Sarai is not only about where Avram did the right thing, it's about what it means to live a life of emuna in an unpredictable world, right? Each parshan has a different understanding of the balance that we're saying between, you were saying initially, between faith and responsibility. For the Ramban, Avram's mistake teaches us that even great believers can make a mistake when fear overtakes trust. And the history repeating itself, like the Egyptian exile, can mirror the moral lessons of the ancestors. For Radak, Avram's decisions reflect human limitation. He acted with incomplete knowledge, doing his best once he realized the danger. And for the Ran, it actually reveals a lot of care and foresight, not only for himself and Sarai, but he also felt, I have a big community depending on me. He wanted to continue doing Kiruv, and he thought he had the whole thing planned out. And unfortunately, he made a mistake. But it wasn't a sin. So it was unforeseen. And together, I think what the message here is, Emuna, by the way, is not simply like a static quality, but it's very dynamic. You're balancing your trust in Hashem and intelligent human planning, courage, and also being prudent. And Avram's greatness lay not in perfection, but he engaged. He was facing a moral tension. He doesn't simply avoid it, right? His journey shows that sometimes having faith is not only staying away, but acting and doing the best you can, trying to act responsibly, trying to learn, making mistakes. It's not only about avoiding, but it's about engaging. And it depends on, you know, the Ramban's view versus the Radak versus the Ran. This is a fascinating story about the balance between, going back to this initially, Emuna. And Emuna doesn't only mean being passive, but Emuna sometimes means being active and taking proper care.